Press any key to receive a text from us and start this conversation right now. Or stay on the line and we'll answer your call as soon as we can.
Good afternoon, KP Jewelers, this is Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. What's up, Emily?
I was catching up with you here. Miss Alicia told me you were going to send out that Emerald Cup back to me today. Did you by chance get it out?
Okay, so I'm not sure on that.
Okay.
Do you mind if I...
Yeah. Okay.
So she's at her son's fight in
Mississippi. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so is it okay if it goes out on Monday instead of going out over the weekend? Or
yeah, if you guys can, because it was so squat last week. Can you at least get it out, definitely get it out Monday for me, please?
Yes, absolutely. And if you, I mean, if you would like, I can do it today.
If it's too late, it's okay. Monday's fine.
Okay.
Could you at least overnight it Monday?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, perfect. I'll update that now. Well, it's shaking in with you, though. I feel like I haven't talked to you in ages.
I know. It's been a while. You know, not a whole lot. Just living life and moving and grooving.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah, well, nothing too crazy preparing. I do have some sales coming up, but they're all labs underneath it, you know.
Well, let me know what they are. You just sock them up smaller, so we can go from there.
I mean, I can tell you.
The other thing is I got to get a payment update from your dad because the whole balance is past due.
I know. He had surgery
on
Thursday.
Oh,
he
did? Is he okay?
Yeah, so he's not good. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was just his meniscus. Nothing.
Okay.
You know, nothing major.
Right.
But he's going to be out. Yeah,
I gotcha. Well, we're kind of in the standstill. Like, I was able to finally send this 120, but I don't know if they're going to
get
that anymore until we get this,
we'll
at least most
yeah.
of it cleared out. The balance, actually, because one stone's at 96 days, and that's only $922.50. The next two are over 70, like almost 80 days past due. So at least get these three invoices clear, then I think we'll be fine. But because the last one came due 2 days ago. He told me it was going to be 2 weeks, and that was on the 4th. So now we're rolling into 2 weeks here.
I can say that... he's not going to be able to do it. Real soon.
Do you think next week, maybe?
I don't.
End of that. Okay. All right. Well,
that's just my assumption. Now, you know, that's his decision. But you know.
No, I get it. If you talk to him, though, if he wants to call me next week, that's fine. If he can, you know. But we're trying to get this cleared out here, so we can. So we're not holding like in a holding pattern with you guys.
I know. How's everything going with the rest of your customers?
It's been good. I mean, it's been up and down, but the last since second week of September, it's been really busy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Especially this last couple of weeks, it's been really busy. A lot of bigger naturals are selling right now. Two carat plus naturals.
I just started trying to push hard on naturals, but I can't neglect the labs because my competitors are, you know.
Well, it's not necessarily neglecting the labs. It's trying to figure out, like, investigation based on each client, you know.
Right. Well,
do they come in just straight up asking about lab, or do you guys ask you what natural lab?
Good question, and...
because I think if you offered, you want natural lab, that puts them on the same level field, you know? And you're not making much money off of lab, to be frank with you. Small dollar amounts.
Okay, so I guess I feel like it's much more complicated than that, but I guess the right way to phrase it would be they come in with a budget amount looking for a certain size, you know, color. Well, they obviously don't know about color, cut, clarity, carat weight.
Right.
But they know about carat weight.
Right.
And so they at least want a carat. And so then once I describe everything, they have, you know, the decision or ability to decide.
I mean, I get the chance to decide, but the problem is just selling all lab is not sustainable. I mean, it's no longer in that realm anymore. It used to be, because you used to be able to make a great markup, especially when the prices were decent. But, I mean, now you can get a 3-carat for under $1,000. So even
right.
if you put, like, a 3-time markup, your percentage markups on those and the may seem higher. However, the end dollar is not enough to get you by. So I think that's where it's starting to struggle a little bit here with these lab sales. That's why, like, I'm not trying to push it to...
Just a second, so
yeah,
I can close my door just for a second.
Okay.
1 second.
Yes.
Hey.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, no, you're good. No, that was on me. No, I agree with you. I don't know.
Just because I not necessarily saying you personally, but I know it's hurt other retailers already in terms of just so many lab sales versus natural, just because you're not, like I said, the percentages might seem great, but the end dollar that you're making is not enough to get by. And one of the largest and very first retailers to go all lab, which they're also online, which was cleanorigin.com, they went out of business recently because they literally made a statement saying there's too much competition with lab out there, and it's hard to sustain with the way the prices keep dropping. For them to go out of business like that is scary because that just only shows what is going to happen to mom and pop stores.
Everybody. Which, I agree.
It's just my genuine concern for you guys to get a lot of lab calls. And I think just by doing little tweaks in terms of, like, say, Brie, a customer comes in. If she asks, are you looking for lab or natural, and then goes into the spiel, obviously the client's going to go for lab because at that point they're looking at dollar amount. But if you keep lab in your back pocket, get a feel out for natural, see if natural will fit their budget and everything that they're really truly after educating them, then obviously lab might be a factor. I can tell you one store that came to our buying event, not this past one, but the one prior. I was in a round table with him. He was one that really bought into lab when it was big. Let me tell you, he lost almost his entire savings because the way they kept dropping, he invested way too early in them, first off. Secondly, he realized you cannot just sell lab. And then, so he made a tweak in his store. If anything for an engagement ring, $3,000 and over, you do not touch lab. You push them into a natural, unless obviously the client is very specific.
Okay, here's my... Okay, and I agree with you 100%. My contradiction is only that there's 5 jewelry stores in a 1-mile radius.
Right.
And everybody's pushing less. So,
well, but they're pushing those, but they're also selling naturals.
Not really.
There's no? Okay.
They're mainly doing labs. Everybody's doing labs.
Okay.
Which... And if I look at it through a consumer's eye, I would buy a lab.
I mean, I get that. That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, they see dollar amounts. But the problem is it's going to come in the day with the store. You got to find something that's going to be sustainable for you guys, too, at the same time. So even like if it's one thing, you're going to have a client that comes in and only is going to want lab. But if you truly actually, like, educate them and go through the process without introducing lab, if it's one thing if they come in and want to know about lab, not necessarily wanting lab. So I think there's multiple different factors
but
with different clients.
It's kind of a, I hate to use the term, but I guess it's kind of a complicated subject because it's already out there. So
yeah,
it's not like something you're bringing new to the table. You
know, I totally get it.
So
I totally get
they
it.
Already know. Yeah.
But there are stores a lot of dressing, I can tell you. I know. It's coming. It is coming. I promise you, it's coming.
I think once it hits a lower dollar amount, then it'll be out the door.
Yeah. I could tell you one adjustment I've seen with labs is, and I've heard it from you guys, I've heard it from multiple different stores, is that they may have the budget for a 2 or 3 carat, but they don't want it that big. So those are the people that you could take the opportunity to maybe suggest a natural. You know what I mean? So if they're saying like a 2 carat is too big and they have the money for a 2 carat, then get them into a half or 3/4 natural.
It's just,
you know what I mean?
I totally understand.
I've had so many people switch doing that and it's actually worked.
The reason I find it tricky in that scenario is because they can get a larger, better, they can, like, all 4 C's, they can get better.
Right.
And so, with less money.
Right.
And
I mean, I get it. It's just going to be tough. You know what I mean? End dollar amount is going to be real tough.
But I think once they...
Because you guys are,
like,
it's leaving money on the table, essentially, especially if they're willing to spend more money. But they want
Profit margins are huge. I think once they hit that $100 range, which I think we're destined for. Now, I'm not
right.
Positive,
right. Well, they're talking about it's almost at $100 a carat on the lot. And then there's some that they're talking even the bottom line could be $70 per carat. I mean, where are we going
insane.
With that?
And they're all D to F.
Have
you looked at the Facebook thread? This is not JHJ or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different Facebook threads. But they say, what are the 3 biggest scams? And
I'm seeing a lot with lab. Yeah. It's, I don't know.
Just diamonds in general is on there.
Yeah. I mean, the unfortunate thing is a lot of retailers had kind of F that up for us. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They overinflate these things, and then it gets these people like, you're using me, you know.
Well, it's your fault. Who I blame. But
yeah. Who knows? Well, we're not going to solve today world problems today.
Oh, no. We're probably not going to solve anything good. But
if there's anything
I
could do, please let me know, okay?
Yes, and I'll ask. I talked to Bree about the emerald. It's going out Monday.
Okay.
Or if you'd rather it today.
Monday's fine.
I can do it today.
Monday's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you. I appreciate it.
Don't drag me out another week, though.
I just might. No.
They'll kill me if I do. Well, enjoy your weekend. Tell your dad I hope he gets better soon. All right?
Yes. All right. And you enjoy your weekend as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.